That I have already said when I referred to the second verse of the Holy Quran. Kaifa yusawwirukum or yusawwirukum? What is the exact verse? Fil arham. Kaifa, is it in ghaib? Kyun hafiz sir hain? Yusawwirukum hai na? Yeah. Yusawwirukum fil arham kaifa yasha. God gives you different shapes in the uterus as He pleases. And the attention of man is drawn to this phenomena. Now, this is a very strange thing when you consider the time of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then it becomes looks so strange that such a verse should have ever occurred in the Holy Quran. Because to open the uterus and to see how different shapes are given to the uterus was something inconceivable in that time. It only became conceivable when the surgery developed into the present form of surgery. And previous to this, there was no concept of the uterus being the place or arena of the unfolding of the phenomena of evolution. That is exactly what has been referred to in the Holy Quran by the verse Yusawwirukum fil arhami kaifa yashaa. Because Darwin particularly pointed out to this fact. He said that millions or billions of years of evolution is repeated in miniature in the uterus of woman. And right from the earliest stages of development up to the final stages of man, whatever various species or order he has been through are repeated in very short terms, but a whole film of evolution is being unfolded in the uterus. And that is exactly what the Holy Quran is telling us. And when it says that if you want to understand the phenomena of resurrection or your second birth, second creation, we refer the first creation. We refer you to the first creation. Study that phenomena. If you understand that phenomena, then it will be easier for you to understand the phenomena of the next creation. And that is ka nafsin wahida, like the creation of a single person.